you know what? It's really quite easy to buy another app in the App Store. And today I bought two. One was called Audiobus, and what it does, it routes the audio from one application to another on the iPhone or iPad. And I've been wanting to do that for a while, and quite a few people have been looking for something that'll do that. And the idea is that I can record something that I've done in one, put it through an effects filter, have it recorded out into another one. So there's like three sort of parts to it, really. So you have an input, you have an effect in the middle, which you don't have to use. You can have it just sent straight through to something else. And then you can have a recording at the other end. Now, I got it because the GarageBand application is supported by Audiobus. I was hoping that Twisted Wave would be, because I just recently bought Twisted Wave, another application, another audio application. But it doesn't at the moment, but I might have to look at another one that does something similar, but it's, what's it called, Multitrack DAW, which stands for Digital Audio Workshop, which would be great to have, actually, because the Twisted Wave is a pretty good audio editor, but it's only single track, and quite honest, I could do something that is multi-track. So, the other one I bought was one called Bus Jock. Now, I've done quite a few podcasts, and I quite like the idea of being able to podcast on the go. And Mark Greentree, the Australian podcaster, he's been talking about doing podcasting on the go, and he's been using Twisted Wave. There's this app called Bus Jock, and basically what it does, it's got like these buttons that you press, and these buttons are going to be filled up with something that either plays for a specific period of time, yeah, like a bumper or a jingle or something like that. And you can have something that will basically put a musical bed down, as it were, and then you press the microphone button, and when you press the microphone button to talk, what happens is that the music that is behind is ducked. So that ducking thing is quite good, because it means you've got the sound of the music behind you, you've got your voice over the top, and it's like a professional radio program. And well, it sounds like a neat idea, doesn't it? So I'm looking at that, and I saw the way that they was using this application again as well, with a looping kind of thing. So hopefully maybe I can get some loops going within a GarageBand and send those into this Bus Jock thing. So I've got one or two things to play with regards my audio fiddling and twiddling on my iOS, and hopefully I'll be able to come up with something really good. And I think on one of these things, I think it was with Bus Jock actually, I haven't had a chance to properly have a look at them yet, but I think it was with Bus Jock, where it's possible to send out from Bus Jock to Audioboo, which I'm recording into at the moment as I'm walking around with the dog. In fact, I've got two dogs with me this evening, as quite often I do. So I'll be able to send it through mail into Audioboo, and that'll be kind of good too. That's another way to do something and put it into Audioboo, and it'll be a little bit different. Possibly I can send it out to SoundCloud as well. So that's quite good. I'm getting to quite like SoundCloud. Different sort of paying structure in SoundCloud compared to Audioboo. I'm just using the Audioboo free, but I must admit I am tempted by the possibility of paying for 1 year, although it's £60. Don't know how much that is in euros. Anyway, there's a bloody dog barking up there, and he's a squeaky little horrible thing, and he's always barking. And I'm going to stop this podcast that I'm doing now, and I'll do another one tomorrow.